and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live a more functional and independent life, a more occupational life through the lens of an occupational therapist, especially through ideas from my own life, which is what we're doing here on Season 4. Questions, comments, suggestions are always welcome at MaximumTEE@yahoo.com. We're talking for the love of series, different things I could bring to you that we use or we know about in our own lives. We've talked about many things. And today, let's talk about the idea of for the love of tools. I've mentioned many times before, I'm really not a handy person at all. I was not blessed with the handy gene. I was not blessed with being someone who's very good around the house and outside of the house using the hands to fix things. But during our crazy times, during our crazy pandemic 2020, here and there, I had to take care of different things. So if I have to take care of things, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in a way that's the easiest and the most convenient way, and it's not going to cause the most trouble for me. So if I want to hang up things or I want to put things up around the house, I'm going to find a way around having to hammer and nail. A, because I'd probably ruin it anyway. B, I probably wouldn't make a good hole anyway. C, it probably would be crooked and not strong. And D, it's just too much work. So in terms of the hammer and nail, the solution I found is the 3M Command Company, the Command Strips. They have the different items, different abilities. They have different products, and one of their products I love is where it sticks on and it has a nail embedded in it already, which is brilliant. So then you can stick it on, you push it on, you let it sit for an hour, it adheres to the wall, and then it's as if you have a nail. So when we did all the collage last year, my wife and I and our kids, a beautiful collage, we spent a lot of money on the pictures, totally worth it. So to put up all those pictures, I didn't have to make holes in the wall. I was able to use these command strip things, these 3M things where you paste it onto the wall. And those I use for hooks also and for the walls around the house. I don't want to make holes in the wall, so I have the self-adhesive, the shelves that stick to the wall. And I have one for the router, I have one for the phone, I have one for Alexa. And in the kids, in the boys' room, I have one for the Mella, which is their new little nightlight situation that has different colors, and also the small clock. And in our room, I have a little mini shelf that I adhere to the wall to hold up our phone, because I don't want to make holes in the wall. I don't want to have to hammer into the wall. I want to do it in a way that doesn't destroy the wall, but makes it able to be done. So number one, my favorite thing to use for the wall to hang things up is these command things, and we had them before we did over the kitchen. We had them over the kitchen with the little hooks, and in the bathroom also, upstairs especially, we have those hooks that go into the wall. They adhere to the wall with like the sticky tape, and that's a way to get them to hang up also without having to break the things, because I'm not a handy person, but maybe God Hashem could give me a way to think of creative ways to do things that doesn't break everything down. And for my tools, I know how to use a hammer and tool somewhat. Obviously, like I mentioned before, I'm very bad at it, but a hammer tool is not even my favorite. And the screwdriver, when you think about it, I have two sets of small ones, the Phillips head and the one that looks like a cross. I don't even know what to call them because I'm not handy at all. But when you do it by hand, when you use these tools by hand, it could be very straining on the wrist. It could be very straining on the muscles of the hand and on the nerves of the hand, especially the ulnar nerve and the median nerve that goes through the hand, at least through the flexors. And then if you think about the extensors, the when the fingers open up, when they close, they flex, when they open up, they extend, and that's the radial nerve. So it could lead to carpal tunnel and things like that when you have too much exertion on the hands, too much exertion on the wrists. So my favorite product, which I didn't even think about at the time, it was like a last minute purchase when my mom took us to IKEA back in the day to get a couple of odds and ends back when we lived in an apartment. One of the last things we picked up, which was probably one of the best things we picked up, was an electric screwdriver. And that actually is my favorite of all the products. I love the electric screwdriver. I actually feel like a quote-unquote handy person, even though I'm not at all. And it allows me to take care of projects around the house and inside and outside the house. So when I put up the address sign, I use the electric screwdriver to screw it in. When we put up the light outside the house, I had two people do it, but that also would have been something I would use that for. When I put up the solar-based lights for next to the garage and next to the back door, I also used those lights, that electric screwdriver as well, because it allows you to do the function. It allows you to use it in a way that it doesn't break your hands. It doesn't hurt your hands. It doesn't hurt your muscles. I love the electric screwdriver, and it comes with a set of different heads. So I use it 99% for the screwdriver head that has the plus, that has the then has the four element to it. I don't know what it's called. I don't know if they call it a Phillips head screwdriver or whatever. But those nails that have the cross in it, the X in it, that's the one I use it for most. And I leave it in there and you charge it. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful product. Anything you could use that could be electrified, that could be made into electric use is really good. So an electric screwdriver is fantastic. And if you have an electric, different type of item, anything that you could do is really good. So when it comes to handy abilities, we have to figure out a way to do it in a functional way, a wonderful way. I'm sure they have an electric hammer. I'm sure they have electric different things. There's ways to do things without being fully handy itself. And sticking up things around the wall, hanging things up in certain ways, using whatever elements we already have around the dining room, around the living room. Before I started putting up these stick-on nails, I would use whatever nails are already there because I want to break extra ones into there. And when it came to setting things up around the attic, around the basement, around the living floors, I wanted to do it in a way also that allows it to be done in these ways. Because when it comes to using tools, there are some tools that are really good to use, some tools that don't work for everybody, but there are ways to do it. And even the other day when I changed the lock on the garage, I had to do it in a way that allowed me to do it. I'm not handy, but I tried to do it as best I can using the electric screwdriver, using the hammer, and to try to get out the old one and put in the new one, and using on a way to do it. And when it comes to trying to replace things, trying to fix things, find to do it in a way that's more functional. So we also replaced the handle on the garage. It was old and rusty and nasty, so I found a nice one that hopefully won't rust, a nickel-based or a stainless steel one, and I put two of them there to be stronger than the one that was there, again with the screwdriver. And the lock, I put one there that is newer, obviously brand new, but stainless steel, so it doesn't rust hopefully over time. Because when it comes to things around the house, in and out of the house, there are different tools that could be used, and the pliers also. I'm sure there are better pliers than I have. The pliers that I have are not great, but I could find better ones maybe. That tool also is very interesting, and different things I bought and built over the pandemic, this whole crazy time when we had to figure out how to do things ourselves. Also, like the car that we push for the baby, for the 18-month-old baby toddler, and that also needed a lot of crazy work. A lot of work was involved with that, and I did not like to build that at all. But besides the screwdriver, I needed the pliers, which in and of itself is another tool that's crazy. But if there's one tool that I would recommend more than anything on earth, is that electric screwdriver. It's a wonderful, fantastic, it lets you screw in and screw out the nails. It puts it in for you and it puts it out for you. And it comes usually with a set of many different screw heads. And I cannot recommend that enough. It saves my arms, it saves my muscles, it saves the nerves. And it's just a wonderful way. So when we think about doing projects in and out of the house, think about creatively how we could do it that uses less effort, uses less exertion, uses less craziness. How can we find ways to do things around the house that it doesn't need to do so? And when I bought the shelves, the units for the basement, another wonderful purchase that I loved, those were very easy to put together. I actually had the handyman come build it for me because I didn't trust myself, but it ended up that once he showed me how to do a few of them, it was easy. You go plop, 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 you go bang, 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 and it was able to be set up, because I like to buy things that are either pre-assembled, or if it's going to be assembled, to have a handyman build it for me, or if it's a piece, it can be very easily built. Like, we got this little bookcase from Amazon, like a $20 bookcase that's plastic and whatnot, but it was do-it-yourself. Obviously, it took me an hour. A handyman probably would have done it in 10 minutes, but I wanted it to be done. It didn't need any screws. It didn't need any hammers or nails. I like to get things when they're pre-assembled, or if it's a big product from Wayfair, like when we got our few pieces last year, they built it for us. But sometimes if we could find things, build things, and make things in a way that can be more functional and more independent, it'll save you in the long run. If you love to build things, gesund to hate, but if I don't, I don't. Like the swing bench and the swing set, I couldn't build it, so we had someone build the swing bench, and we had the company build the swing set, because I could never do that. It would be way too frustrating, way too much for me and way too difficult, so I wouldn't want to do that. But there are ways to go about to do tools, to be involved with building things that doesn't have to break the arms, break the muscles, and it can be done in a way that even someone as not handy as myself could be involved with it in a more functional way. Join us next time as we talk about for the love of the school in the community or things like that here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.